So, Luke chapter 1, verse 26. You can go ahead and remain seated this evening. Luke, I got to turn there. Luke in chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 26. It's in here. Okay, Bible says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. I want to preach a message tonight entitled, God's Interruption, or God's Interruptions. You know what we find? We find Mary had plans, right? She had plans for marriage, right? She had this good-looking fella, or at least available fella. I don't know, you know. She had this fella, and he was available, and they were, they were there, and it was quite. She was espoused. I mean, they were engaged, and kind of in that likeness there, and they were ready. She had plans for a quiet life. You know, being a sweet young lady and this fella, and they were going to live their life and just have a sweet little family. And plans, can I say this, that probably to her made sense in her world. But then, God interrupted every single one of them. Interrupted every single one of her plans. Her plans were replaced with His purpose. Her simplicity was replaced with His sovereignty. And her expectations were replaced with His eternal plan. I had plans for my life. I'm not told this story here very many times. Maybe I have, but... So, I had plans. I dropped out of high school when I was in 10th grade. Dropped out of high school because I was just a punk kid. And I thought, who needs school? Then I dropped out of school and kind of lived my stupid life. And a little bit later, I decided I wanted to have kind of a job that made money. I worked at Toys R Us. I worked at gas stations. I worked at labor jobs. Almost everything I worked at was what was low pay and low responsibility and low interest. And I wanted to make big money. And so I realized to make money, I had to go to college. And so I went the process of finding out to, you know, when I got my GED, then when I got my SAT, and then I found out college costs a lot of money. And remember the first problem? I didn't have none. And so, but my goal was I wanted to be an executive. I wanted to make six figures, right? I wanted to sit in one of those corner offices, right, with the windows looking out over the house, you know, like the really cool people in movies. And, you know, I wanted to wear, you know, suit to work and do all this kind of thing. And so here I was. I joined the Air Force to get college money. I started college as soon as I got to my first duty assignment. Started college, started taking classes, started going down that road. And I had just about finished a couple years of that through all this. And then God interrupted my life and I got saved. I was terrible. All my plans began to be ruined. Then, within a few months, I felt this tugging on my heart, and I surrendered to the ministry. Interrupted it again. You don't do ministry and do all that other stuff together. And all of a sudden, I loved the Air Force. I would have probably stayed in. I loved it. I was going to stay a career in there. And all of a sudden, I lost interest there. So what I wanted was six figures, be an executive, corner office. And so instead, I got six daughters, which those are my six figures. I get to wear a suit to work. And I kind of sit in the corner. God God's interruptions are something else, aren't they? Mary teaches us something powerful here. Sometimes the greatest blessings come from the greatest interruptions. This morning's message was focused on Mary's thankfulness. But this afternoon, I want to focus on Mary's surrender. On her surrender. Number one is this: God's plan often arrives without warning. God's plan will arrive without warning. In verse 28, we find here, the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Can I say this? Mary wasn't looking for an angel. She wasn't expecting a miracle. She wasn't praying for a divine visitation. I just wish an angel would come visit me. I don't think that was her plan at all. I don't think she was looking for miracles in her life. God simply stepped into her ordinary world. Right? You know, God rarely asks permission to redirect your life. Can I go ahead and... Is this a good time? You know, God doesn't send a calendar invite or a save-the-date card, right? God doesn't do that. He doesn't wait until you're emotionally ready. You ever been emotionally ready for an interruption? I don't think so. I don't know if I'm ever... Matter of fact, I think about every interruption is at the wrong time. You ever later on say, man, this was a good time for that to happen? Sometimes. But not at the moment. At the moment, you're like, ooh, this would have been better 3 weeks ago. Now, I'm just, you know what I mean? Any other time. God doesn't wait until you're emotionally ready. He doesn't warn us 3 months in advance. Something's coming. He shows up and changes everything. That's what God does. Interruptions are how God works. I want you to understand that with me this afternoon, folks. Interruptions are how God works. They are His invitations. If I say this, think about this. Moses was interrupted by what? A burning bush. Remember that? He's walking by and there's a burning bush that's not consuming it. And you know, God's saying, hey, it's time. Moses had went and built him a new life out there, the backside of the desert. And the Lord said, hey, it's time. I've got this thing for you. I want to invite you to come over and take off your shoes because you're standing on holy ground. So he invited him to something with an interruption. Gideon was interrupted while he was trying to hide and save his life. Dressed in that wheat trying to... Can you just see Gideon down there hiding like, man, I'm just trying to live and eat, right? And the Lord comes by and says, thou, mighty man of valor. Can you imagine Gideon? Interrupted him. David was interrupted from doing what he loved to do, which was watching sheep. He took care of the bears and the lions, whatever was out there. He was watching sheep. He was a sheep watcher. He was a shepherd. God interrupted him, brought him out there and made him go out to his brothers that really didn't like him to fight a giant. Do you think anywhere in the Scripture gives this idea, David's like, I finally get a chance to take on the biggest man on the planet. Right? Interruptions. Paul was interrupted on the road to Damascus. Interruptions are how God invites us to get into His world. Okay? I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about how to get into His world of His purpose, His goals, His desires, the ministry of reaching people and being a light. Man, it's interruptions. So, what interruptions might be in your life right now? I mean, maybe it's a diagnosis of a disease, or a sickness, or some other health ailment that just, you're like, man, this is the worst time. Don't health things always come at the worst time? Like never is probably the best time. How about after I'm dead? Then you find how sick I was, right? But maybe something's come upon your life and it's something. It's an interruption. By the way, do health things interrupt your life? You better believe it. You start having to have surgeries, doctor's appointments. I mean, getting old is a calendar event. You know what I'm saying? Now I've got these appointments. I used to laugh at people. Yeah, I've got appointments. What is wrong with you old people? Always having appointments. And then I know. I have to go to my wife's. Just kidding. Now we're like these old people. We're young, but we're like these old people. They're like, okay, when do you have an appointment? Okay, when do I have an appointment? You know, like, oh man, what is... They interrupt us, right? Maybe it's a job change. A job change is... You know what's one of the worst things about a job is when you really love what you're doing, or maybe not, but something comes in and now it's changed. And you're like, I really didn't like what I was doing before. I didn't like how it was going, but I don't want to do different. Isn't that funny how people change when they didn't like what they were doing already? But it is an interruption. Because at least, you know, it's the beast I knew. I didn't really like it, but at least I knew what to expect. Now you're changing things. It's an interruption. Relationship difficulty. Those are interruptions, man. Those are interruptions to our life. Maybe a financial shift. Things have changed. The thing that seems to derail your plans may actually be God's hand steering you towards His plan. So what seems to be your plan being interrupted may very likely be what God is steering you over to His plan. So we talked about this morning, let's be thankful for the circumstances. We're talking about these interruptions might be exactly what God's trying to do in your life. Now, on the beginning of it, we're like, God, I'd rather just leave status quo alone, right? But down the road, when we get shifted over to God's plan, we'll say, listen with me. Y'all know this to be the case. I'm so glad that God interrupted me back there. Second thing, God's plan often creates confusion before clarity. Right? Look at verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. So Mary was confused, deeply confused, right? We talked about that already this morning. This was not a moment of instant confidence and perfect peace. Mary wasn't sitting there saying, oh, wow, I knew I could trust the angel that I've never heard of or seen before. This was troubling, folks. I mean, this was troubling. So look here. I want you to catch this, what I'm going to say right here. Confusion is not a sign of weak faith. You know what I'm saying? Confusion is not a sign of weak faith. Confusion is a sign that you're not AI. You're not a robot. You're a human. Right? Man, I'm weak faith because I'm confused about it. No. It's just part of being human. We don't get to know everything, right? Listen, even godly people get overwhelmed. You understand that? You understand that today? I want you to understand that. If you're confused about something, godly people get confused and they get overwhelmed. Mary was troubled, we find here. Joseph, you know what he was? He was minded to put her away. Okay, hey, this wife you have, she's going to have a child. It's not going to be yours. All right, I'm putting her away. No, don't do that. What do you mean don't do that? I mean, somebody else's kid, what do you mean? You think Joseph is a little bit confused? I mean, imagine Suzanne saying, yeah, she's going to have a kid, somebody else, not you. I know she's got a child in her now. Joseph right away said, okay, then I'm meant to put her away. That seems right. And he said, no, but that's not going to be right, not this time. It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Right? You think he was confused? And Moses, I mean, this great man of God, Moses, I mean, I think maybe we might say Elijah, but I think Moses was probably the greatest man in the Old Testament. And you know what he said? Who am I? God said, I want you to speak. Moses like, no, not this guy. I can't talk. I don't. It's a funny thing. And he says, why don't you, God, and finally, God said, yes, you can. He said, no, I can't. And God said, yes, you can. He said, no, I can't. God said, yes, you can. He said, no, I can't. And God said, okay, fine, go get Aaron. You know the funny thing is what we see? We see Moses doing all the talking anyway. Isn't that funny? We're so dumb sometimes. We just do, you know. God says, I'll tell you what you can do. Aren't you glad sometimes we're stubborn and dumb? And God said, I'm still going to, I know that you're in there, but you need somebody to go hold your hand. Go get your brother to hold your hand. Imagine God saying, I don't need a, anyway. Moses, Jeremiah claimed, am I a child? Gideon asked, where are all his miracles? I mean, all these men, all these people, Mary and these others, all the way through there, they're just being confused. It's not a sign of weak faith. Watch this. Confusion does not disqualify you. Rather, it prepares you to trust God. It's the opportunity that we needed. It's an invitation. Listen, confusion forces us to listen more closely. Right? I don't understand. Listen, when we don't understand, we have to lean in on God. Okay, God, this thing is happening. I don't understand it, God. How is the sickness coming? How is this thing? I lost my job. My home is being foreclosed on. I can't pay my bills. Something's going on. God, you said you're not going to leave us hungry. I know you said other things in your word, but I don't understand this. You ever been like that this week? Right? This is a pretty normal thing for us to get that. And listen, because we're confused, because we don't understand, doesn't disqualify us. It actually prepares us to say, God, when I don't understand, I can trust you. And lean in on you. When we can't see the answer, we seek him. It's okay to say, Lord, I don't understand. It's okay to say, Lord, this wasn't my plan. It's okay to say, I didn't see this coming. Faith isn't pretending you understand. Do you ever feel like faith is a game of hypocrisy? Fake it till you make it. We get this. We get to where we're pretending. Listen, faith isn't pretending you understand. Oh yeah, I know. You ever been around people like that? Anything they? Oh yeah, I know. I knew that. Those are some of the most annoying people. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, I know. It's like everything you say is like, no, you didn't know that because I just made that up. You know, you know. It's this, but there's this thought that says I have to pretend like I know, because if I don't pretend like I know, then I'm gonna sound like I'm an idiot or I don't know. No, no, no. Listen, not understanding is it just says that you're human. We don't need to understand. We don't start with understanding everything. Faith isn't pretending you understand. Faith is trusting God when you don't understand it at all. That's really what faith is. So here's the third thing. God's plan often exposes our shortcoming before showing his ability. Okay? So God's plan often exposes where we fall short before God shows where he's going to step in. Because we need to see who we are before we'll see who he is. And God has to interrupt us at times. Look at verse 34. Go down to verse 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Okay, Mary asked a pretty honest and normal question. This is a pretty good question. How's that going to work? Because I don't know if you know about this, how this works, right? We're not going to explain that this afternoon. But he said, I'm not sure if you know, can you see Mary kind of say, but that's not how it works. And she's trying to tell the angel. Let me straighten you out, this ain't going to work like that. You know what she's saying? How can I possibly do this? How can I handle what you're doing? Right? And then she just says, how's this even going to work? Right? And I mentioned this morning, but let me just say this again. God deliberately gives assignments that are bigger than us. Deliberately, God is going to give you something that you can't do on your own. You say, well, that's just not who I am. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I've just never done that. I grew up this way, and this is the way we did, and this is how I've always done it. And so I've never done that, but now you want me to do something that's different than what I've ever done. Yeah, that's exactly what God does. Why would he do that? Why doesn't he have me do the things I'm good at? Well, because if you could do it without him, he won't get the glory for it. But I'm going to tell you, when you do something that's out of your wheelhouse, nobody says, man, they just got so good at that. No. It's just, wow, God could use them in that way. God could use me in that way. I'm just so overwhelming. God's interruptions reveal our limits. You see, Mary couldn't do this. Mary couldn't do this. She couldn't explain it. She couldn't control it. She couldn't accomplish it. She couldn't even understand it. But God never expected her to. No. Did you get that? She couldn't control it. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't explain it. She couldn't accomplish it. She couldn't even understand. Couldn't explain it to anybody. God never expected her to. Don't we kind of feel silly when we're trying to figure out what God didn't intend us to? Listen, God isn't trying to get us to be, let's see how sharp we can make these people. No, God's just trying to get us into something that's outside of who we are. Listen, it's about us seeing our limits. Fourth thing is this. God's plan always requires surrender before understanding. Listen to this. Surrender before understanding. Verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So a kid comes up and says, Dad, I want to, can I use the car? Dad says, no. It's going to happen, right? No. What's the kid say? Well, why? But why? What does Dad say? Because I love that Dad answer because I don't have to give one. Right? And some parents say, well, I just want my kids to understand. So, kid comes up and says, Dad, can I use the car? Well, here it is. I'm going to tell you no, but I'm going to tell you why. Because you've not really experienced this car enough. There's not enough gas in the car. It's dangerous, you know, going this way. And Mom would be worried about you and this and that. The kid said, oh, that makes sense, Dad. Said no kid ever. You know what the kid says? You know what I'll do? I'll put some gas in the car. I'll go a different way, right? I'll practice in the parking lot first, and I'll put Mom on Live 360 so she knows where I'm at all the time. You know what the kid just did? Gave you every answer to say your whys are gone. The dad didn't want. Matter of fact, Dad was like, "It ain't happening." He was just trying to make. Let me give you some understanding, little boy. No, we don't want that. If God gives us an understanding, well, God says, well, here's why. You know, we would say, we'll tell you why, God, why your plan isn't going to work, God. Let me tell you, God says, you know what you need to do first? Obey. You don't need to understand. You need to learn to trust me. Trust me when I say it's not going to be good for you to drive the car. As a matter of fact, let me just tell you, you ain't driving my car. That's it. Well, God, I don't understand. That's okay. You don't need to understand. Surrender. Before understanding. Mary didn't come up here and say, oh, so I get it. the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Said, oh, that makes sense. Overshadowing me, Son of God stuff. Yeah, I get it. Now, can you hear her saying, I feel good about this now. I get it. This makes perfect sense. From what, is that what, you think that's what she was thinking? Nah. You know what she did? She surrendered before she understood. God, well, if I do this, how's that going to turn out? We're not even going into that. We're not even going to go into how's it going to turn out. God said, just trust me. Trust me. Obedience before understanding. Surrender opens the door for God's power. The angel didn't tell her how everything would work. He just simply said, the Holy Ghost will come upon me. That's it. Not explanation, but empowerment. You see, surrender, surrender doesn't remove uncertainty. Matter of fact, it kind of adds a little bit more. But here's what surrender does. It doesn't remove uncertainty. It removes opposition. God wants to do something with you. Trust me, God wants to do something with you. And what He wants to do with you is outside of your wheelhouse. It's going to be different. It's going to be a level that you've not done before. You say, I just don't really like to be doing those things, says everyone in this room. Somebody's got to do something. We're going to see God work. If we all do what we've always done, we're going to always have what we always got. So God's going to bring something. And the difference is, I'm going to tell you, we start with God. I don't really like those things. And I'm not sure how this is going to work. And God just says this, if you just trust me, maybe you'll understand later. So surrender doesn't remove uncertainty, but it removes resistance. Mary still had plenty of questions. But she didn't have opposition. You don't need to understand God's plan to obey it. By the way, can I say, parents, your kids, they don't need to understand to obey you. Matter of fact, teaching them to understand before they've... I think it's out of order. I think if we teach them to understand before they obey, I think we've messed something up in them, and then because they're always going to have an excuse. We are good. Young kids are good humans at figuring out how to make excuses. As we get older, we just get better at it. Obedience. You don't need to understand to obey to God's plan to obey it. You just need to trust His character, trust His promises, trust His timing, trust His faithfulness. Look here. Obedience is the doorway to God's blessings. And then number five is this. God's plan ultimately turns interruptions into praise. So, verse 46, we see this. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Listen, by the time we reach Mary's song here, her mood has shifted completely. The troubled girl becomes the worshiping woman, right? I mean, worship is often on the other side of surrender. You see there? When we're over here in opposition and in resistance, we're on this side. I'm telling you, on the other side of surrender is where worship takes place. Before surrender, there was fear. After surrender, it's faith. Before surrender, there's confusion. After surrender, there's clarity. You say, Pastor, we're going to understand everything. I think what we're going to understand is that I'm trusting God. I think what we're going to understand is God has a plan, even though I don't understand it. Okay? Hey, listen, before surrender was questioning. After surrender, praising. I don't understand this, but thank you, Lord, for using me in this way. Man, it's just a difference. Opens the door. The interruption became the greatest blessing of her life. The very thing you fear today may be the very thing you thank God for tomorrow. So here's the conclusion. God's plan doesn't come scheduled. It doesn't always come explained. It doesn't always come easy. But it's always good. Mary trusted God's interruption. She did. She did. She trusted His interruption. So, what has God interrupted in your life recently? Maybe look back at some of the interruptions of your life. But what is, I want you to think about, what has God interrupted in your life and what plans has He changed? Do you have some of those stories? Man, I can't think of anything. What do you think that says? If God has never been able to interrupt your life, what fear of confusion has entered into your heart? And realize this, can you surrender? Can you surrender to God without fully understanding what He's going to do? Will you trust Him with the unknown? Mary said this. She said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." You know, she's saying, I don't understand this, how this is going to work, but do with me according to what's right for you, God. That's surrender. I trust this today that let's let that be our prayer. Let's all stand. Father, I pray that you would help us. Lord, you do make interruptions a form of invitation to enter into your world. And Lord, we could look at those interruptions as a challenge and frustrating and confusing. And yet, Lord, you've made it clear to us in your word that these interruptions are the very way that you use our life to do great things. So, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to change our thinking. Change our thinking how we see those interruptions, the circumstances in our life, that we would put our hope, put our faith, put our trust in you even before we understand what you're doing with it. But have your will and way today in this time of invitation. God has spoken to your heart.